Hello and welcome to another podcast. People are talking about you need to get the vaccine because it protects other people. Well, the science and the doctors says otherwise. Vaccine only protects the person that takes it because you can still be a carrier while you have the vaccine. That is why you see people still required to wear a mask after they get the vaccine, because you can be a carrier and still spread it to others. So the vaccine does not protect the person that is around that person. It only protects that person. But then again, there's people that's already shown that even if you get the vaccine, there's a chance that you can still get the virus. So if you can get the virus and you still have to wear a mask after you get the vaccine, well, that's the same as not getting a vaccine and still wearing a mask. If you got a good immune system, there's no reason to get the vaccine. The last shot I ever had was a flu shot, and that was back in 1983, and I haven't been to the doctor, nor have I been to the hospital for any sickness, and I haven't had any shots since, and I'm not going to start now. I build up my immune system. It's the way I eat. It's the way I live my life. That's the way I'm going to continue to do it. Don't matter what anybody says, government or anybody. They can be mad at me. They can say whatever they want. I mean, I even get people lounge out to me saying, well, nobody watches your show online anyway. But all at the same time, they sit there and tell you what you talk about on your show. So if nobody watches the show and they know what I talk about on the show, I guess there are the, we call nobodies. That's the way I look at it. But the numbers, the algorithm, and all shows that they're wrong and they just hate it and they just don't have nothing else but just make up things. And I just love it. But I did tell them, say, hey, you know, the numbers prove that you're wrong. And by the way, you can go on, you know, multiple sites and buy my book too, that's selling as well. So there's that. And I've been watching also some videos of doctors and lawyers. So this is not just me saying this. You cannot be fired from your job just because you do not want to get the vaccine. It's called discrimination. If you have a belief that you cannot take the shot, or if you have a medical issue, ADA, American Disability Act, or some medical reason, or any of them, they had like five or six different reasons why, if you're in them categories, you cannot be fired. And overall, you cannot be fired. So people saying you can get fired from your job because you don't want to take the vaccine is not true at all. They cannot force any medical remedies on anybody, the government or anyone, no business, private business, anybody cannot do that. Now, of course, they can refuse you to let you work in some cases, like if you work for a place that does home care for elderly or anybody, of course, you're required to wear a mask and stuff. There's workarounds of that. They have to, you know, put you somewhere else. But they can't fire you because of not getting a vaccine. That's just not true. And I have been saying for months, all last year, starting back in March, April, when the topic of vaccine cards to travel and stuff like that, of people, conspiracy theories. Well, it's not, because they're talking about it now. I told a lot of people that's going to happen, and it's going to be a workaround on the black market, just like anything else. If you want a credit card, if you want a fake ID, you want a fake passport, the black market, the dark web. In UK, there was like 4 or 5 people arrested for making fake documents for the vaccine cards. I mean, it's just a matter of time for the skimmers out there to come up with the idea and get the ball rolling. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out, you know, to get that going. That's just going to be so profitable. That's just like the big mess they have in California about the, what is it, the EDD, the unemployment cards, accounts, billions of dollars of fake accounts. People's cards getting skimmed, accounts drained, and then closed or on hold because the bank says it's potential fraud. But the person that owns the account, supposed to get the money, that has thousands or thousands of dollars in the account, has no access to it and have to sit there for months. All that is because on the dark web, they get that information, personal information, and sell it. And it's cheap. $100 here, $100 there. Yeah, they can steal your card and round up, you know, thousands of dollars, but they rather sell it for $5, $10, $50 a piece and be under the radar and make more money that way. That's just the way it works. So having a vaccine card, that's a matter of just going online and getting one. And the U.S. price is about $10 for a vaccine card with your name on it. And don't believe, you know, don't doubt for a minute that that's not going to be a widespread situation, because they are good at what they do. It's going to fool a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to get on the plane and be able to fly with a fake vaccine card. I wouldn't be surprised at this time it already has happened in the United States. They already seen it happen in the UK. And lawyers also said you cannot be refused in public places for not having a vaccine card. They tie it to ADA, medical privacy, the something to do with HIPAA, all that privacy is medical related, so it's covered. I do believe in New York, they said April the 2nd, they're supposed to have it that for you get back in society, you're supposed to have a vaccine card. For public places, well, I hate to tell you, if you try it, you're going to get a lot of lawsuits and you're going to lose, because you can't prevent somebody going in a public place because they didn't get a vaccine and have a vaccine card. That's privacy. Can't do it. The lawyers already said it. I'm not saying it. I have watched lawyers lay it out showing that they cannot do that. They can try, but it's not going to work, because there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. Like New York needs any more mess. They put themselves in a mess already enough. And the BBB says don't post your card vaccine card online, because scammers will take it and get your information and fraudulently get more information on you with the information they can get from that card. It's very easy. So all the people you see flashing their cards say, oh, I got my first shot, I got my second shot, and they show their card. Well, they just gave anybody that watches that video or sees that picture an opportunity to scam them and steal their identity. And when I got up this morning, sit there flipping through Facebook, I see Biden administration has finally agreed to let the media, the journalists, go down to the border and show what's going on. Well, we hate to tell the Biden administration that we have been seeing what's been going on down there for the last 3 or 4 weeks, because independent journalists has already been down there for the last month broadcasting live of what's going on down there, inside and out, all up and down the border of Arizona, Texas, miles and miles of live broadcasts, watching people get in rafts and crossing the water into the United States. Hundreds, thousands of them. So, regardless of what Biden administration wants you to see or not to see, the public is going to let you see it one way or another. It's just simple as that. So he thinks he's trying to make himself look good. Oh, I'm going to let the media down there to show what's going on. You dummy. We already been seeing it for the last 30 days live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. You're not doing anything except making yourself look more like a fool. But we already knew that. Let them do whatever they want. The public will find a way to show the rest of the public of what they're trying to hide. And states will block executive orders if they see necessary. That's already been done, and many more will be done. We won't go down quietly. We will stand as a country and not let our freedoms be taken away. I myself, sometime in May, I will be heading from one coast to the other, and I will be going to the border, and I will be recording and broadcasting live from there. You can fool somebody once, or shame on you. And if you fool them twice, then it's shame on them, because they should learn the first time. But we will not stand down. We will fight as a country. And we will take out anybody that stands in the way. We will vote you out if it comes to that. It's simple as that. We let you get in there fraudulently, because we know you didn't get all, Biden didn't get as many votes as it says it did. Trump won the election. And it will come out and prove that as well. It's just a matter of time. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast.